Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September 11th of 2023. Excuse me. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And of course, today we remember the thing that happened in America 22 years ago, where terrorists, radicalized terrorists, attacked a couple of our, the World Trade Center in New York City and also the Pentagon. And then also in Western Pennsylvania. And we remember what happened on that day. And we do not forget what happened. But I will say, you know, may God bless America. Even though America has not always been true to the plan and will of God. Now Jesus has been banished from our schools by the court. Prayerfully, we can get that changed. But we remember what happened in America on that day, September 11th of 2001. And you know, those of us who were alive, unless we were very little, most of us remember where we were when we got the call. You know, I was at home, is where I was, but well. You know, it was an attack on America. So don't think that your freedoms that you enjoy if you live in America are just, you know, can be taken for granted. No, you don't want to take it for granted. America is vulnerable to stuff like that. But, you know, we haven't had that since then, you know. And, you know, but this is part of why we need a secure border, so that people don't have a chance to just easily come in here and do that again. And so that's all I will say about that, but. You know, you should be praying over those families today, those families that lost a loved one. The terrible events that happened that day. There was an attack on America, attack on, you know, but. You know, and for a while we came together as Americans. For a while, I wish we would have all stayed together for longer. I mean, our church, at least my church, was very full for a while after that day. And patriotism went way up. People had each other's back, at least for a minute. But then America went back to their old ways. I mean, ultimately, Americans stand up and eventually they got complacent. And I will say this, America needs Jesus. But you know, that's all I'll say about the, what today is and what it represents. Okay, on a happy note, happier note, we did have, you know, we got a lot of great things to talk about, including that awesome Lions win over the Super Bowl champion, the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, which I will get to as part of our sports discussion, Football Central, you know, near the end of the program. And then I have Mel Tucker news. I have you know, a Michigan score to give. I have Midland and Dow scores. And also, I have, you know, a major upset that took place in the world of college football. So we have a lot to get to on that front. But we had an awesome guest speaker this weekend, Livingworth Church, Richard Roberts. And you may wonder, who is Richard Roberts? That is Oral Roberts' son. Believe it or not, listeners, Dr. Oral Roberts. Oral was his middle name, but he became known officially as Oral Roberts. And he used to, you know, when he was much younger, he used to have a stutter. People would make fun of it and stuff. But then he got healed of that. And then, you know, he goes on to be in the ministry. And Richard told some stories about his life this weekend when he was at my church this weekend. And we did see some miracles take place. One person that I know pretty well, she had a condition with her ear. Something was bothering her eardrum for years, her right ear. And she got healed of that. And that was great to see. In me, personally, I noticed they're more light than what I had before. And I know God's going to keep moving on my behalf. I know that for a fact. And I know that that the Lord's promises are not void. His promises to me are not void. His promises in his word are yes and amen, not maybe, but yes and amen. When he says something in his word, you can count on it. He will do it for us. And, you know, we just keep on believing, keep on trusting. Now, one of the stories from Richard Roberts that I thought was kind of funny, but it was true at the same time. So, as Richard Roberts was growing up, you know, when he was a high school kid, you know, he was, you know, living with his parents, but he decided he didn't want to, you know, he decided he wanted to go to Las Vegas and wanted to do his own thing, you know, play, you know, be a guitar player and play in bars and stuff. And one point he says to his dad, "Dad, I want you to get out of my life, get out of my life." And then his dad, Dr. Oral Roberts, says, "Well, I want to get the hell out of your life. I want to get the hell out of your life." Meaning he didn't want his son to go to hell. He did not want his son to go to hell. So one time he's in Chicago, he's singing, you know, and then he gets very sick. He gets flown back to Oklahoma, in his bed from when he was younger. And his mom tells him, now your dad is doing a crusade. He'll be back tomorrow. And he will lay hands on you. So his dad comes, you know, the next day his dad, his father, comes, goes into his bedroom. And Richard's still in bed. And he says, and so his dad goes in there and he's about to lay his hands on him, takes his hand away, and then he says, now, Richard, I never knew how much of an anointing you have on your life for the healing ministry. And he said, Richard, you'll do, you know, you will reach more people than what I did. You'll reach more people than I did. And so that's literally what he said. And oftentimes the older Oral would get, the more he would prophesy to Richard. Those kinds of things. The word of knowledge, in other means. And it was pretty cool how he told us those stories on Saturday night and then Sunday morning. And I'm sure we'll have him back at some point. It was awesome to have him. And so we're just great to have him. I do want to let you know, tomorrow night there will not be a show, nor will there be the one Wednesday night, as we have a conference at my church called the Ministry of Helps conference. And, you know, the most important person to a church, you know, other than the pastor and what have you, is someone called they, the Ministry of Helps. Those are those, you know, who greet at the door, those who are ushers, those who are children's church workers, those who play in the band, those who do that kind of thing in a church service. They help prepare, you know, for the word of the Lord. You know, that is what the Ministry of Helps does. And that it will be talked about this week as Dr. Barclay speaks. I know that, for a matter of fact. That's what it is. And the Ministry of Helps is like the next important thing after salvation. It's very important that a church has, excuse me, Ministry of Helps. That's very important. I don't know why I sneeze like that, but sometimes you can't help it. I mean, I've been in public and I sneeze loud, and then I feel like teasing sometimes, being like, okay, where's security? Or if not that, I'd be like, sorry, security. I've never said that, but I thought it like, well, sorry, security, it's just a sneeze. Because sometimes it might be like, did he just holler something real random? And that, or whatever, and was like, you know, if it was right by a security guard, no, I wouldn't, not if I was right by him, because he would hear it, because they would hear it. Because obviously, you know, they're supposed to help keep the peace and what have you. But I just think it's a funny thing, the whole sneeze thing. But sometimes, you know, you just don't know when it, you just don't know when it's going to come out. You really don't. And so, and I was asking two of the people from the other day, from yesterday in church, I was asking two of the people who had testified on Saturday night, you know, are you still feeling good? Are you still feeling that power working in your body? Both people told me that they were, which was great to see. And you know what that's confirmation of to me? That this stuff is not made up. This miracle healing stuff that we talk about is not made up. The Lord confirmed the word. And it was also confirmed to me that these miracles are not made up. I knew all along they weren't made up, but it was even more confirmation to me. Even more. Amen. So I know that this gospel is true, that it's not a figment of anybody's imagination. His promises are yes and amen. So, I want to tell you another story. So, Richard, as a young boy, like a teenager or so, what, you know, 12, 13, 14, was playing sports. He played about every sport that a guy could play. He was playing. One day, he finds like 22 warts on his hand. Like 22 warts. And so he shows them, you know, to his parents, and dad lays his hand on him. And later he checks, and every wart was still there. Checks the next day, still there. Checks second day, still there. Checks the fifth day, they're still there. Checks the eighth day, they're still there. But on the 10th day, he checks his hands. No more warts. Every wart was gone. So, and then, you know, Dr. Barclay told the story, you know, extremely briefly about Vicky, you know, his wife, when she had that cancer diagnosis. And, you know, there was surgery was done, and 32 days later, she was pronounced cancer-free. 10 days with the wart thing, and then with the cancer, 32 days. What does that mean? Even when the prayer has been prayed, prayer has been prayed. Hands have been laid on you. Prayers have been made. Prayer of supplication. You know, sometimes it takes time. It is not always drive-through prayer. I mean, it is not always drive-through miracle. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes it's the recovery system. It's not like, you know, when you drive through the McDonald's or the Taco Bell or the Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever, or you know, and some of these other states, you got some of these other more unique places Cookout. In like, you know, North Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee, or Zaxby's Fried Chicken in some of these places, or the In-N-Out out on the West Coast. Did you ever go to, did they have In-N-Out in Arizona, Jamie, or no?
I believe so, but I don't recall going to it.
So you never went to In-N-Out Burger? But you've heard of it?
Yeah.
They are especially well known in California. In other words, listeners, it's not always that instant miracle like some of the ones we read about in the Bible. Nope. It's not always the drive-through. you know, it's always cool when it happens like that. Yeah, it is. But You see, God works in mysterious ways. Sometimes it's not always instant. And so, just figured I'd kind of, you know, fill you in on how it went. And because I had mentioned to you that that would happen. That on Saturday, that he would be there, as well as Sunday. And it was very good. Great word. All that. So it was just great to see what God did. It's powerful. All right. Next up. I want to remind you of a couple quick things before I get into a couple of songs. And then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. First thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been. Different miracles that happened. And you know, just the different miracles, and you know, the different ways that God moved on our behalf. And I know he's still moving in my life. He's not done. If I'm not dead, he's not done. That's the way I see it in my life. And I just know that he's just going to continue to move. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how it can be a blessing to your life. I want it to be a blessing to your life. And you can go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information. Rivers of Miracles. How you can get it in your life. The other thing that I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And let me tell you something. Whenever I get notification that someone has sown a seed, then I pray, I pray over your seed. And I pray that God bless it. By the way, I do want to give special shout-outs to Laura from here in Central Michigan as she sows her seeds. And also Natalia, who listens from Honduras on a regular basis. Thank you for your continued support. And it's always a great thing when you sow seed into the Miracle Man program. And I always pray over your seed. Every time I get notified that someone's sown a seed, then I thank God for it. And you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. And when you get on paypal.com, in the search, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in my name, Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind related to that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. Please, if you would, make a note of this. I just want to make sure that you make a note of that. All right. Amen. So the other part of that, and so there's a verse I want to sell to your night tonight. I want to give you a verse that you can sell on. Therefore, my God is able to make all sufficiency abound toward thee through every good work. Not one good work, not two. Every good work. All sufficiency abound through every good work. All sufficiency. That means more than enough. Our God is a God of more than enough. He's not the God of just enough. More than enough. Amen. So I'm going to sing a couple songs tonight. And then get into the word of the Lord. And then we'll get into the word of the Lord. Breaking off every chain and the fear that held me, I refuse to agree with the lies they told me. I take up my position, speak to all my conditions, take the authority you are for me. The word of the Lord in my mouth to bring about the change, full of your power, I step out, declare aloud your praise, I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. Stepping out to become everything you called me. I believe in your work and your spirit in me. I take up my position, speak to all my conditions, take the authority you are for me. The word of the Lord in my mouth to bring about the change, full of your power, I step out, declare aloud your praise, I'll prophesy. Oh, I'll prophesy. I'll praise you, God, for every victory. I'll praise you, give every sense that lives in me. I'll praise you, your power rests on me. Yeah, I praise you, for every lives in me. I'll praise you, for every victory. I'll praise you, your power rests on me. The word of the Lord in my mouth to bring about the change, full of your power, I step up, declare aloud your praise, I'll prophesy. I'll prophesy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please, again. I need you. Oh, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Dead man walking, slave to sin. I want to know about being born again. I need you. God, I need you. So take me to the riverside. Take me under, baptized. I need you. Oh, God, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like the sound of a symphony to my ears. Yes, it's like holy water on my skin. Oh, God, I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. God, I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Oh, I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. I don't want to abuse your grace. God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever really makes me want to change. Your forgiveness. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water. Your forgiveness. It's like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. It's like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy water. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is.
What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Oh. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. Oh, my sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, a veil tore before you. Now you rise to life again. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. Silence the boast of sin and grave. You have no rival. You have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name, what a wonderful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are here with us tonight. Thank you for what you are, for what you are to us. Thank you for what you're doing in our midst right now. Thank you for what you're going to do in us, for what you've already done, for what you've started, for what you're doing right now, and for everything you have planned for us in our lives. Thank you, Master, that you're moving in our lives individually, right here,
right now, wherever we sit, whatever we're doing. Thank you, Master. For I know that you are moving in our midst. And I know that you have a plan for each one of us. Thank you, Master, that these people who are listening are ready to receive whatever it is that you have for them tonight. That if it's a healing, may they be ready to be healed. May, if it's a deliverance, may they be ready to be delivered. Thank you that as we study your word, they will learn of your ways tonight as I speak. Thank you that you've anointed me to speak your word tonight. And I thank you, Master, for that. And now I make my confession over this program. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Praise God. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Going to begin with verse 1. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. When Solomon finished praying, I'll begin reading now, by the way, verse 1. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, He is good. His love endureth forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 head of cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. So the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. The priests took possession, as did the Levites, the Lord's musical instruments, which King David had made for praising the Lord, and were used when he gave thanks, saying, His love endures forever. Opposite the Levites, the priests blew their trumpets, and all the Israelites were standing. Solomon consecrated the middle part, turning the page, the middle part of the courtyard in front of the temple of the Lord, and there he offered burnt offerings and fat of the fellowship offerings, because the bronze altar that he had made could not hold the burnt offerings, the grain offerings, and the fat portions. So Solomon observed the festival at that time for 7 days, and all Israel with them. The vast assembly, people from Lebo Hamath to the west of Egypt. On the eighth day, they held an assembly where they had celebrated the dedication of the court for 7 days, the festival for 7 days more. On the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people to their homes, joyful and glad in heart for the good things the Lord had done for David and Solomon and for his people, Israel. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all that he had in mind to do in the temple for the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, pay attention. You listeners, pay attention. I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple of sacrifice. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or I command locusts to devour the land, or I send a plague on my people, if my people pay attention, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Just about everyone listening to me, regardless of what country that you live in on this planet, their country needs some healing. Regardless of whether it's America or India or China or Russia or, Canada, Mexico, or whatever. Chances are your country needs healing of some kind. Verse 15. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. I have chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, if you walk before me as David your father did, and do all that I command, and you observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne as I covenanted with David, your father, when I said, quote, you shall never fail to have a man to rule over Israel. But if you turn away and forsake the decrees and commands that I have given you and go off to serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them, and will reject this temple that I have consecrated for my name. I will make it a byword and an object of ridicule among all peoples. And though this temple is now so imposing, all who pass by will be appalled and will say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to this temple? And people will answer, because they have forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers, who brought them out of Egypt, and have embraced other gods, worshiping and serving them. That is why he brought all this disaster on them. Okay. Verse 14 of this chapter says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Now, in America, this was the one nation that was designed to be a Christian nation. We had a president once who said America was not a Christian nation. He also said it is not a Muslim nation. It is not a Jewish nation. It is not, you know, these different religious kinds of nations. So how do you know? Well, I heard him say it. I heard him say it live back in 2009. And he said, it is not a Christian nation. Well, it is a Christian nation. Might not act like it all the time, but it is one. I mean, only half of Christians even attend church with some kind of regularity. Church attendance is down in this country. We've got to get it up. We have to get it up. We have to get it up. One of the problems facing America, we have a lack of true fathers in the homes. That's why we got kids growing up and being all whacked out when they grow up. We have people who don't have the true father figures in their life. That's part of the problem in this country. God kicked out of school. You know where we have all these kinds of different struggles we have in our schools? They're not always being taught what they're supposed to be necessarily in school. Reading, you know, there's the three R's. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Listen, folks. I know it's supposed to be reading, writing with a W, and it's supposed to be arithmetic with an A and not an R. Feeling kind of southern, feeling kind of redneckish. So I just like the three R's. You like that better too, right? Just the three R's. Makes it easy to remember that way. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Makes it sound more redneckish too, though, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Reading, writing, arithmetic. That's what it's supposed to be. Not all this woke stuff being shoved down our throats, down the kids' throats. Not all this is and that's and all this other stuff that they might forget. You know, and all this, you know, this and that and all that. But, you know, back when we had God in our schools, way back when, I've heard stories. People used to pray. Teachers used to start classes with prayer. Trying to think of how many school shootings I've heard of in that day. Not too many. My pastor told me back in his day when he was in middle school and high school. You know, when he was in high school, he would take his gun, you know, on the bus with him, but make sure to keep it away. He would go to school. He would check the gun in the office. They would just check him in the office. He didn't have the FBI and ATF show up to the school just because there was a gun on the campus. Kept it in the office. They could trust you and know that you would not shoot up your school. We have a problem where one of our leading exports out of our country is something that is not good. I mean, we have rampant, you know, substance abuse and all this other stuff and all this, you know. People don't pray in this country like they should be. I mean, people are waking up finally, but people of America have to get back to God. Those of us who live here, we have to do it for ourselves. We have to pray for our country. We have to. We have to be those, you know, who pray over our country. Because when we pray, God moves. Now, how do we get revival in our lives? We pray. How do we get revival in our churches? We pray. How do we get revival in our country, among the people of America? The more people that pray, the more people that get on their face, humble themselves, pray, seek God, turn from their wicked ways, turn from their substance abuse, turn from their lying and cheating, and you know, turn from their pornography. Turn from their, all these other things that they've put in front of God. Turn away from anything that they've decided is more important than God. These idols. And seek God. And when they turn from their ways and seek the face of the Lord Jesus, ask him to help them, and ask him to help our country, including, by the way, those who are in authority. The Bible tells us to pray for those who are in authority. By the way, folks, that doesn't matter whether you voted for him or not. Even if you didn't vote for them, but that computer, that voting machine, messed with your vote. Or your ballot was dumped, or whatever. That's the most I'll go into that last time. But, you see, that's beside the fact. But nonetheless, the Bible says, pray for those who are in authority. That includes the president, your governor, your mayor, if you live in a city, your township supervisor, if you live out in the township, your county sheriff. You should know who they are and pray for them, that God would guide them, that they would not make laws against our Jesus. And, you know, I think about during the whole COVID mandemic. Yep, it was a mandemic. Planned, caused, started by human beings. So during the pandemic, you had churches that closed. Many of which have never opened back up. You had governors who basically told you you could not meet. Or they would tell you you could only have 10 people. Or they would tell you you could not sing in your churches. Because when you sing, the volubles just fly through the air. And you spread the virus thing through the air. Or they would say, or if you come in, you got to wear a face diaper. You say, why didn't you call it a mask? Because face diaper is actually more appropriate for what it really is. Thing over your face. I mean, my mom had one. My mom had one of those ones, you know. You know what it actually said? It actually said, I'm actually smiling. Yeah, she had a face diaper, but on it, it actually said, I'm actually smiling. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
She wore one of those face diapers, and it said on it, I'm actually smiling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny. And they made all these different, you know, things and that. But my point being made, we can't allow these governors here in our country to do that again, because they were going after us as Christians. It wasn't just about, you know, freedom to gather, freedom to assemble, although that was part of that. Because, you know, here in America, we have the right to peaceably assemble. And when we go to the house of God, that's what we do. We peaceably assemble. You know, the right to free speech. You know, right, freedom of religion. And all that. And then, but then, you know, I've loved what Governor DeSantis said. He said, I am not closing down my state again. Florida is not closing down again. I pray that Michigan will do the same thing and many others. And let me tell you, there are things planned. Next year is an election year here in America. It's not like I know all the details or anything like that, but there are things planned, and they could involve possible a new COVID thing, new variant, new strain. I come against that in the name of Jesus, but there are things planned. I don't know all the details, but they are very diabolical. We have to pray and stand against it and bless the Lord. At the same time, though, we got to turn, people got to turn from their wicked ways. Then God says he will hear from heaven. He'll forgive us of our sins, and he will heal our land. Folks, that can even go down to your city. That can go down to your state. That can go down to your city. I mean, America, over the last 50 years, murdered 60 million babies. 60 million. Thankfully, now it's up to the states. But got to pray the governor makes the right choices. Because you have your state cursed. You can have your state cursed if you want. I don't want that. I don't want my state cursed. I want it blessed. Well, I live here in Michigan. But
7:36 p.m.
But, you know, as Americans, We're supposed to humble ourselves before the Lord and pray. And be Christians. Seek his face. He will hear from heaven. And heal our land. And so Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts tonight. Thank you for America. Thank you for what you've made it into and for what it's we might not be proud of some things that are happening in it right now, but thank you, Jesus, for the United States of America. Thank you for the freedom that we have in this country. Thank you for these other countries where people listen from. Thank you that you will heal our land, Jesus. We will be those who do your word. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And now, as I said, I have a lot of sports to go to get to tonight. First, I'll do the quick stuff first, and then I'll get into some discussion on the Lions-Chiefs game, what I think about that, and also, something regarding Michigan State. All right. First off, high school, at Midland Community Stadium Friday night at a game that I was at, Midland totally demolished Flint Common Ainsworth, 41-12. Isaiah Henderson threw for four touchdown passes. Noah Wall ran for a touchdown and returned a Flint Common Ainsworth interception for a touch back to the house for a touchdown. The Chemics improved to 2-1 on the year. The Cavaliers of Flint Common Ainsworth fall to 1-2. From Elmer Ingalls Stadium in Bay City, we had Dow High took down Bay City Central 34-6 for Dow. Their record is now 2-1. Bay City Central falls to 1-2. Midland will be at Bay City Central Friday night. Michigan State. Mel Tucker, head coach of Michigan State Spartans, has been fired due to allegations of misconduct. I will not get into all of that, but if this is true, that he has done this, then Mel should not be allowed back on Michigan State's campus ever again, depending on what they find. We'll have to see what they find. But it was not a great day yesterday for Michigan State. Although they had a great win Saturday, took down Richmond 43-6. It was a great day. Great game Saturday in East Lansing. Michigan, a great win on Saturday as they took down UNLV 49-6. Michigan is ranked number 2 in the polls. Texas took down Alabama in Tuscaloosa, 42-35. Texas, the future SEC school, was ranked 11. They moved up in the rankings. All right. NFL. Couple of scores of note. 49ers totally took down the Steelers 35-7. You had the Browns destroy the Bengals in Cleveland 34-3. You had the Cowboys completely demolish the New York Giants in New Jersey, MetLife Stadium, 44-0. And then the game Thursday night from Kansas City. The Lions took down, squeaked right past the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, 21-20. And we can say all we want, in various aspects of the game, the Lions did look great. They're running the football. It did get much better, particularly in the fourth quarter. The rest of the game was kind of lacking, but in the fourth quarter, it was awesome. That was what helped propel them. But Trevor Kelce, possibly their great running back or whatever, he did not play. I think that could have partly played a role. But I do think these Lions are for real. I think they have a chance to make some real noise, some loud noise. I think they could. They did some great things, but. And I heard someone try to say, on the radio, or whatever. Oh yeah, or heard someone live say, oh yeah, the Lions gonna win the Super Bowl. I heard a kid say that. Oh yeah, I think they could win the Super Bowl. Well, we'll have to see how the regular season continues to go. We'll have to see. So the people would say, well, don't speak too soon based on one performance. You're not even 10% of the way through the regular season yet. That is one of 17. We can assess it when we get to like halfway through the season at least before we try to make up our mind on that. I do continue to expect great things. Thursday night was a great day in Detroit, a great night in Detroit. Here in Kansas City Stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, getting so quiet like it got. Can't wait to see how loud Ford Field's going to be Sunday. I'm expecting that thing to be roaring. I'm expecting to hear some roaring coming out of that place. And I think it would be cool to be part of that roaring, at some point this season. And that, I think it's going to be a loud place this year as we win games. And, generally our players are pretty happy about it, but they got to get back to work because their next opponent awaits them. You may say, well, Miracle Man, how did you do on your picks? Well, I picked Midland to beat Carmine's Woods. They did. I picked Dow to beat Bay City Central. They did. By much more than what I projected. I figured that Michigan would win their game. They did. Same thing with Michigan State. Yep. Figured that the Lions would fall to the Chiefs. Luckily, for my sake, they did not. The Lions beat them. It was a wrong pick, but it's a happy wrong pick for me. And then Dallas Cowboys, this is the Giants. I thought the Cowboys would win, but I figured it would be a kind of close rivalry game. I did not think it would be a total demolition like it was. So 5 of 6, over 80% prediction success. All right, folks. I got the conference this week. So until next week, God first, God always. So long, everybody.